Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC. Used with permission.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, Paul here. Come along and see us. Let's go.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Me.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Monday edition of The Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. My apologies for my green background. The weather forecast. As I was doing my local weather forecast down here, unfortunately it got knocked out. And so you're going to have to deal with me with green screen today, which, you know, a lot of people don't realize that I actually do the podcast. And then for the local Gulf Coast news down here, I do occasional weather alerts on their webpage. So that's.
And you do.
I've always wanted to dabble in meteorology, and I'm not a meteorologist, but I am a weatherman. So,
you do reach out and do parades and stuff too. I mean, for the station, right?
You know, when you're trying to do a real ruse, and you've got Shecky McShecky, who immediately takes something so broad that right out of the gate, there's absolutely no wasting time. I was really trying to sell it, Rob. I was really, and when you said, "Do you do parades too?" That, you know,
do you think anyone was buying it?
Yes, there are. There. You think about.
See, I was thinking with the green screen, I can just put anything back there.
Yeah, I think that'd be good. Did you notice a little like hesitation in his audio before he locked up?
I did not.
Okay, I was hearing a little bit.
But I am. Here we go. We've been dealing with the Mike's computer locking up for an hour, and we thought we had it all stable.
Right. It's been a bad weekend for computers.
It's been a bad weekend for computers. He's been dealing with Comcast. You've been dealing with Comcast.
Yes, ma'am. It's not been great. But maybe he'll come back. You never can tell. So how was your weekend? You're the one person who didn't have to fight with computers this weekend.
That is true. Well, I don't know if you can hear all the footsteps running around the house while I'm doing this, because my brother and his family showed up yesterday in the house. So now
did they fly or drive?
They drove. They drove from two different directions.
Because he
spent the last 2 weeks in Zambia.
Oh, that's right.
Tanzania.
Yeah. So I remember he was traveling. Yeah.
He came back.
So he drove from Tanzania to the Outer Banks?
Yes. Well, he drove from Atlanta. He landed in Atlanta.
I see.
And I think her and the kids were up in Richmond visiting family. But they all showed up yesterday. And as I told my dad this morning, I guess I don't need an alarm clock anymore. As I got woken up at 6:30 in the morning to footsteps above my head. And then as soon as it got quiet up top, I realized it's because they went out on the deck outside my door.
I see. What's right above your head in the house, like above the room?
I believe it's the dining room and living room.
I see. So lots of action there. Yeah.
So it's where everyone was up for breakfast or apparently running a race right now.
Now, do you think that your brother got into his car at the very last minute before he drove up, the way he handles a flight?
Well, I know he landed, he went home, and immediately hopped in his car and started driving up.
Okay, so there was he was not fooling with the times.
No.
That's good. And how was his time in Tanzania?
I am told it was good. You know,
are you not speaking to him?
Well, I asked him. There's been a lot of, you know, his family missed him. So yes. It's been mostly time with the kids and stuff. So,
well, your family too. Did you miss him?
No. But I also don't see him every day.
Your mom and dad?
No. It's good to have everyone together and I under agree. The house. And we'll have fun. And I love my nieces and nephews. So that's been fun to spend time with them.
How many kids does your brother have?
He has two girls and a boy.
Okay, because I've met the young man at the ball game.
Yes, yes.
But not the girls. Okay, yes, well, that's have. Good. So you've got like a house full. Well, I mean, it's a massive house, so it's not like full, is it?
No, not at all. But, okay. You know, it's whatever, 8, 6, and 3. So yeah, they're a little noisier.
It's busier. So anyway, welcome to the show. Mike may or may not be joining us today, and that's okay.
Yeah, I just noticed I do have a missed call from Mike.
Oh, you should probably call him.
So I guess I should call him back.
Yeah.
Let's see. Should I do this on the air or should I mute myself?
I think you should do this on the air. But tell him he's on the air.
All right.
Otherwise, he could sue.
Hello?
Hey. you are on the show. Because my mic is not muted and Rob and I have been here filling time.
So you're doing the show right now?
We're working on it. Yeah,
we're doing a show.
We're live.
We're live.
Podcasting? Yep,
we are.
Yeah. Well, let me give you this then. We've had some terrible technical issues here at the Fun Studios in South Florida, and we've been trying to troubleshoot. And Josh is a crackerjack engineer for troubleshooting. And I don't know how many other things we can check out, but. I'm trying.
Is Chrome, you know, still saying no internet?
Now it's saying maybe we do have something going on. Now I do have internet.
Oh, good.
So I've reconnected a few things, and we're going to give it the college try again. Can you hear me? Okay.
I can. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Good. I'm going to put one of my earphones back in, which
this is exciting.
I do occasionally.
Yeah.
And let's see what happens here. Hold on just a second.
Very thrilling.
Now I don't have
I wonder if it'll happen.
Right. That's not on.
Rob's playing some music to build up your return.
Yeah, very intense music.
Reboot my little soundboard here. Do all that good stuff. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to try to reconvene.
All right.
This little party.
I love it.
All right. This is fun.
Yeah, this would be a great time to do the Mint Mobile commercial. We're over the phone.
Mint Mobile, ladies and gentlemen. That was pretty quick. All right. I'm going to hang up on you now.
Sounds good.
All right. So he's in the room, but we haven't gotten video yet.
Right. Nor audio.
No.
But he should...
That's why I'm running the intense music. It could happen at any time.
My concern is we know Mike dealt with Comcast this week.
That's true. And Josh, you just locked up.
We learned from you that Comcast came and hooked everything up wrong.
Right. But they fixed it. So they say. I tell you what, I think that my repairman was called Bobby. And I think he was very delighted to come because he loved Linus. So we mostly talked about dogs while he was checking stuff.
But he fixed everything. He found
the problem
that Comcast did wrong.
Yeah, I've got like I don't know if this will make any sense, but a big business like router or modem, and then it goes into another smaller one. And for some reason, the data was supposed to go from the big modem into the little guy.
Yes,
but they had hooked it up. So the data was going from the little guy into the big guy.
Which causes a loop and a lot of confusion.
Exactly. And so that's what the problem was. And I said, it's odd that it happened all of a sudden. He says, well, it just happens sometimes. It happens when you look it up wrong.
We almost had you, Mike.
Hey, Josh, Mike O'Mara here. How are you?
Doing a little better than you.
Yeah, I seem to be running against the... Boy, I tell you, those little... circles that spin around do get a little tedious.
By any chance, did Comcast come out to your house this week?
They didn't. No,
oh, okay, good.
That was going to be the story I was going to regale you with, but I didn't do that.
Well, we learned that Comcast did come out to Rob's house this weekend to discover that the Comcast guy put in the wires backwards.
Wow, could have happened here too. You know,
yeah.
I mean, but we certainly have had a good run. Then we made some changes, and this could be my screw up because for quite some time, I was messing up with my cables here, and then I resolved it. The bottom line is I have great activity, except in the going out to you guys, which I'm just trying to figure out. But talk amongst yourselves, and I'll keep trying.
We'll see you when you get there.
Awesome. Bye-bye. So, yeah, you know what I hate when I was dealing with this stuff today and I watched out for it? And you're a tech guy. You probably realize this. When you're running the wires and you have an Ethernet cable and you pull it and it breaks the little tab off of it.
The whole thing's then useless.
I hate it. I hate
it. Throw it out.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Oh, I was just going to say I'm in the Outer Banks now. So if I freeze, that's why.
Okay.
It's because, but I did see guys running fiber here. So hopefully by next summer, things are a lot better. But I think when I get back from the Outer Banks, I think it might be due time for a trip down to Fort Myers.
Just to help him out?
It's been about a year since I've been down there, I think.
That's
so
true.
I think it's time to go down there. We replaced his board.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you know, Mike's got the reputation for being quickly upset with things like this.
Sure.
And
he's been very patient today.
He's been extremely patient through all these changes and through all these issues. So
I agree.
It's been good to see that. But I think maybe a little hands-on this time.
He's surrounded by loved ones. I think that helps.
Yes.
No one's rooting against him.
How many times do you think Michael now is coming in the room to check on things? Because he really wants to hop on the show today.
He really wants to be on the first segment. Do you think that when he got removed from the first segment, he pulled one wire out?
He pulled the internet. He said, I'll show him.
You're not going to book me. And it was funny because he's just, you know, he's just a kid. And he says, Dad, I thought you were going to put me on the front of the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is, like he's booking it as a producer, which is pretty great.
Yes. So.
Well, and, I know that. I'm sorry, go.
Well, I was just looking at the chat. John's asking if I will stay at Mike's house.
Of course.
Did I stay at Mike's house last time I went?
Yeah,
I did. Mm-hmm. I slept in Michael's bed. But I think it's also close enough that I can do a day trip.
Oh, okay.
So it's not too far.
But he's probably going to want to. You probably want to make a day of it.
Probably make a day of it.
Yeah, sure.
But I think it's time.
Will you bring a host gift? You should really bring something if he hosts you.
All right. Well, just mail me that fruitcake that hasn't shown up yet.
It's in the mail.
I'll take it down there.
It's in the mail, getting sizzling hot even as we speak. I was, you know what I would bring him is a knife. I love knives, so.
No, you have too many sharp objects. That is one thing that we do not need Mike to have in his office.
Well, I would think, I mean, you always maybe need a knife or a screwdriver, something. But a host gift is always a nice thing.
Now, see, I want Mike to hop on because I wanted to show you this National Anthem video.
Right,
but I think I want Mike there because
I think we need Mike.
I think Mike needs to judge this guy,
mm-hmm.
Which is too bad because it would be great filler.
Yeah, well, I like it. I you know, I do have one tape I wanted to show, and I can move it up in the.
Yeah, I know you've got some tapes that we could do here, and then we could move this guy Dan back to to the video segment.
All right, so the deal is that. The whole imagery of doing, you know, electronically generated people, the AI imagery. What's the word I'm looking for? When they have they did it with a rapper where they made it look like he was on stage in 3D.
Right, right.
What are they called?
Like the AI videos.
Yeah. Well, one of the biggest investors in this, in the actual, you know, AI world, believe it or not, is Howie Mandel. I didn't realize
but doesn't he have like a Jimmy Kimmel hologram or something? Him and Howie Mandel have together.
Yeah, well, it's okay. Hologram, that's the word I was looking for. But yes, but he really has invested in the company that makes these. Now, I asked you earlier you knew.
It's smart because he wouldn't have to touch the people.
That's what I was thinking. But when we were talking earlier about Love on the Spectrum,
yes.
Which, as far as I can tell, is a reality show with. All the contestants are on the spectrum, right?
It is. And then it's a dating show trying to find them matches.
Okay.
But it's kind of like hands off, like we're just going to document them going out on their first dates and stuff. And okay. I find it a very, it's a very positive, like joyful show.
Okay, that's good, because they are finding happiness.
They're finding happiness, and it's just one of those that Kelly and I can put on, and it just makes you smile. It's okay. An enjoyable show.
So one of the contestants, you'll find out when I hit play, was brought into, this is what I love, into Howie Mandel's, I've heard it referred to as a lab and a studio. But he introduced this contestant from Love on the Spectrum to AI hologram of William Shatner. And I want you to watch it, because it might as well be Shatner, because the live conversation they're having is all that sort of BS that Shatner would say when you interview him.
All right.
This is great.
Tell me about Connor from Love on the Spectrum.
Oh, so Connor is the guy.
Connor, yes.
A remarkable exploration of love and relationships among individuals on the autism spectrum. Connor, one of the standout characters from the series, is quite the charming fellow.
He brings you can see how in the background
to the show, showcasing the beautiful and often complex nature of human connections. He's not only candid about his feelings and emotions, but also
I know how this works, and it's creepy.
Which allows viewers
okay, what do they do?
Did you have a favorite moment from the show?
Hold on.
Well, we'll get to it afterwards.
Okay, we can do it in two parts. What is it? How does it work, and why is it creepy? I'm sorry, I took you from the stage.
You keep taking me out of the stage.
I know, I hit the wrong thing. Sorry.
This is, it's ChatGPT powered. So what they do is the same way we can type in to ChatGPT, hey, I can go in and put in, hey, what's the Orioles records when Adley Rutschman is catching versus DH, and it'll give me all the stats.
It's funny, because I just put that into.
Of course you did.
Yesterday, and but you can put the in results there, were astounding.
No, you can put in there, how many parades a year are weathermen throwing out candy? And it'll help you out. You know, you can type anything into this, and it'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
The creepy part is that people are now being addicted to this, especially in the conversation style, like you're seeing now with with Shatner.
Right.
Because suddenly it's their best friend. And there's two directions where people are having relationships with ChatGPT, where it's their best friend, and then there's others who believe they are finding God through ChatGPT. Because it knows everything.
Let's put a pin in that and let's finish the Shatner tape. Right. That is creepy.
What would you say was my best moment?
So Connor asked about his best moment.
Moments. One that stands out is when he goes on a date and shares his aspirations openly. His honesty and genuine enthusiasm about finding love are simply refreshing. It's a testament to his character. His charm shines through as he navigates the ups and downs of human connection. His moments of vulnerability are equally striking. And they remind us all about the importance of being true to oneself in the quest for romance.
It's so weird because it looks just like Shatner in a box.
Yeah, and it's hard not to believe. Like, Shatner didn't watch Love on the Spectrum.
No, of course not.
But he has all the answers, so Connor can ask him anything. So it's strange, especially when you add that video element to it.
Who are these people that thinking that AI is God? I haven't heard this.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a lot of people, apparently. I was reading the weekend about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they believe they have found spirituality through ChatGPT, because also counseling, that they will go to ChatGPT or the other ones and say, hey, here's what's going on in my life, and then take the advice of ChatGPT.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I guess people can see that. I mean, but then are these the same people that are finding pictures of Jesus in their toast, though?
Maybe so. But I mean, also
Are they hungry for a solution that they're assigning this power to something
they
want?
Because I also know, like, if I go to ChatGPT and you can enter so much stuff in it that I could take, like, text messages from Mike and say, hey, here's what Mike said. What's going on? How should I respond to Mike? And it'll give me all these great responses.
Okay.
So it'll walk you through that like a counselor or like a pastor. So people are getting, that don't have any friends, clearly, are just getting addicted to this virtual friend.
I don't have any friends, and I'm not addicted, so that's good.
I'll teach you how to use the voice mode of ChatGPT. It's kind of fun, though, when you're driving around in your car and you just talk to the AI. It's fun.
Now, I also wanted to tell you something. I was trying to figure out about something about Six Flags, and I found out that Six Flags had a wax museum in Orlando at one point. It's gone now. Okay. But then I found out they sold a lot of their... Oh, hi, Mike.
Mike really wants to hear about the wax museum in Orlando.
I found out that they sold...
I got to tell you something.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, now listen to me. This is really important.
Okay.
This may all be me. This may all be me.
How could that possibly be?
I think it's official to say that I am cable challenged.
Okay.
Entire thing may be me not putting something where it should be.
It's possible.
I actually reloaded all the spots here before I even went back there. Just I had a gut that this was too consistent and everything else was right, that maybe it was my screw up.
Mm-hmm. Did you undo anything that you didn't put back?
I've been moving everything around. And Jess, you're frozen because you're up in the Carolinas.
Yeah, ignore me. Right? If I'm frozen, it's because I'm in the Carolinas.
That's cool. Because it makes me paranoid. I have to say this. I made this mistake when I had the cable guy on the phone with me.
Yep.
And now I have gone ahead and made it again with you guys. And now I am here to tell you, I believe that I am directly connected to you without Wi-Fi. Okay. Through the back of the modem, and I think that I've maybe figured out the problem.
Okay.
That could go away very quickly.
That would be great. We'll find out. Mike, I was saying I think I'm due for a trip down to Fort Myers to work on cleaning up some of that wiring.
But I will tell you this. In the event that what I have done is sufficient, then you probably won't have to burden yourself with that. I'm going to let you know how... uses a bit more computer resources. I'm so confident. I'm even going to try my green screen right now.
That's crazy. That's craziness.
That's crazy.
Because I like the green screen because it means I can in post put whatever I want back there.
That's true.
Right.
Put yourself back there, and then you won't have to drive to fix his board.
Yeah, or 100 mics. Yeah, just looking over his shoulder.
I get it.
Waiting to get. There you are.
Hey, you're in my living room.
Glorious studio space.
And now you know it. You degraded, but that's okay. I think everything's going to be fine.
Okay.
I think everything's going to be A-okay. But Josh is having a problem with you as well, right, Rob?
Josh is ignore me. His internet is not strong.
Your internet not strong up there? Is it just the general internet in the area, or is it the?
A combination of. I don't know if it's the general internet. I don't know if it's just my dad being stubborn that he won't let me look at it.
Oh, really?
Because it works for him.
Oh, okay. And where he doesn't want you to mess with his?
I wanted to call and talk to the cable company and say, hey, this upload speed is not right. And
he won't let you do that?
What if you told him that the dog, Winnie,
because it works for him.
What if Winnie didn't like the internet speed?
Then we'd bring in all of Comcast.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I just want to. Can I close one thought that I had while we were away, Mike? Josh, they sold the wax figures to a religious wax museum in Cincinnati, Ohio, I think, somewhere in the Ohio region. And they were getting complaints that all of the extras, like in the big biblical spectacle scenes, looked like celebrities. So, like at the parting of the Red Sea, you would see a Marilyn Monroe or an Elvis Presley. And so they've had to do their best to disguise the wax figures. That's all. I just was wondering if you'd ever been to the Religious Wax Museum.
I have not been to the Religious. No.
Glad we got that in.
No, I do want to go to the Bible Museum in D.C., but haven't made it there.
Yes.
That was a joke I made.
I heard it.
Okay, good, good. Just to, just trying to amuse people. That's all. The Wax Museum, fantastic.
Well, we were talking. I just had something I wanted to ask Josh about, and with you not here, it was a good opportunity.
So you took advantage of my being gone to bring that up on the show.
No.
It's something I wouldn't be interested in, do you think? Or?
No, I think you probably would have, but I mean, it was just me and Josh, and I had a question just for Josh.
I get it.
He's never been to the Bible Wax Museum.
I haven't been to any wax museums. I think they're creepy.
Well, they are.
What I'm waiting for is for the AI and the wax museums to come together so then I can talk to all the wax figures.
Oh, like Shatner.
Like Shatner.
Okay. Let me ask, can I get back to your dad's house and your because you have a stubborn streak a mile long. I know that from knowing you for over a year now. I know you're set in your ways. You cannot be moved off of things. I understand.
Like what? Things that work?
I think, would you not say he's a guy that believes what he believes stubborn about? And no one's going to change his mind, right, Rob?
I believe that, and you know what? It works because 9 times out of 10, he's right. He's exactly right.
So I'm always right.
That's a kiss-ass answer. Except, but, I mean, the fact is you're stubborn and your brother's stubborn, and I wouldn't be surprised if your father was stubborn, too. That's the point I'm trying to make, Rob.
I thought you were talking. I didn't know you were talking.
With your buddy a little bit. You know, I'm just trying to explain to Josh that he's stubborn, and so I would assume your father probably wouldn't give you access to, like, passwords and stuff for the internet at the house up in the Carolinas.
Correct. He got upset when I was talking to my mom about it. And interjected and shut it down.
Let me ask this question. Would it be, and this is probably not a good example, but if you were to show him the show today where we're looking at you frozen.
He will say, well, my computer's been working fine because he's upstairs now having a meeting. He's on some Zoom call upstairs.
Oh, that's probably what's
going on. Yeah, so he's zapping all the strength of the pipe.
That's why I dragged the Starlink out on the deck.
Why don't you have Rob call him?
Have Rob call his dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What's his number? Yeah, well, you'll need to text it to him.
I don't know his number.
I'm just kidding.
And he's on a meeting. He would not like a phone call.
I know he wouldn't. I know. I'm just kidding around here.
No.
Folks. Just trying to have a little fun, folks. So the running time of the show is up in the left corner.
Yeah,
can
26.
I rely on that today?
Yeah.
That's good. I just want to make sure everything
Hey, everybody. This is Reba McIntyre.
Everything seems to be working. That's what... I have to get this off my chest, and I don't want to dwell on it, and I don't want to belabor it. My mental acuity at the age of 66, I think that I can come in here and do a Cracker Jack show. I think my wit and my ability to get and deliver comedy is as sharp as it's ever been. I think there are many other things that are really slowly deteriorating and going out the window, which is why I just realized that there was a cable that I had pulled out of the back of the computer that I should not have moved, much like there was a cable that was connected to the TV that should have been connected to the modem, that and vice versa, that the cable that was coming, the Ethernet cable that was coming directly from my high fiber connection was going into the cable that the TV supposed. I'm an idiot when
You're
it comes
not an
to
idiot.
This.
And let me tell you why.
Well,
when I had Comcast out this very day to my house, the professional installer made a similar error when he put in my internet.
I'll give you a great example, Rob. You've been, I think, to this studio. I know Josh has. Josh, we have a little outlet where the Ethernet cable comes into this studio.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
By the way, Rob, are you okay? You moved your
hands. I think it's a bug.
I just killed a fly. How about that?
Jesus Christ. All right. ADD. I'm just trying. It's
what would you do
time.
If there was a fly
Rob,
on your
Rob,
windscreen?
Jesus Christ. I'm worried about connectivity, and you're going... You know,
it did look like a nice
fly in your studio. God almighty.
It was a nice clap.
Yeah. Anyway, where the hell was I?
God. The wire plugged into the TV.
Wrong wire. Yes.
And down here. So why are there two? What is the other one supposed to do? Is it supposed to go to oblivion or what? Why, you know, if I just had one and I'm constantly, by the way, I was unscrewing it from the wall. I was screwing it back into the wall. The installer that came in here did not fasten it to the wall properly. So I had to fix that too. And then at the end of the day, late in the day, I realized on Saturday that I had an appointment with a Comcast guy to come out here. And by the way, we have gone months, more like multiple years without issues.
Yeah,
years.
It's true.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is that late in the day on Saturday, after I was on for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and nothing got resolved, I decided that I would go back in and just take a peek at things again. And that's when I realized that the Ethernet cable that I had, I had effed up. I looked at it, I said, that's wrong. That's black, but it's not the right color black. Mm-hmm. And that's when I did that. And suddenly, and we're talking about the whole house was out at that point.
Oh, okay.
So the Ethernet cable coming into my modem, mm-hmm. as they like yes. to say, was not connected properly. Once it was, everything was fine. Then I came in and did a little housekeeping in the studio, as well as, you know, a little green screen stuff, because I just wanted to futz with that. By the way, that all got erased just about 10 minutes ago, all the stuff that I downloaded, but I think it's in my computer and I can bring it up again. It just wasn't in the StreamYard app. Yes. This is very inside baseball. My sincere apologies. But then I realized that there's this tiny, teeny, tiny little Ethernet cable, short one, that goes from the computer on my desk to the back of the modem. They're about the modem. They're about 5 inches apart. Mm-hmm. As I'm having conversations with you guys, oh, it's breaking again. Well, it's breaking. Hi, Josh. This is Mike O'Mara. Hey, dumb ass, dumb fat ass idiot. That was not connected. I had not connected that.
That does go back to last Thursday's show when you found out after the show the cord was half plugged in.
Yeah,
that's three. That's three strikes, you're out. Don't let me touch cables anymore. I'm not qualified. I don't have the ability. And by the way, we are not talking, about DEFCON 4 here, where I'm working on defense systems. But really, ultimately, we still rely on cables.
Yeah,
we
sure. We're as good as air traffic control.
We're as good as air traffic control, and we stand by that. That's the way that works. So I have to, from the bottom of my heart, to the listeners, to my coworkers, to my family that was without internet. And by the way, when that crashes in this house, oh my God, life is over. I'll have a story about that in
the
news.
Doesn't the missus go to cellular data right away? So she's not inconvenienced.
Look, I found my world of cellular data was perfectly adequate for certain things.
Right.
I would have liked to watch the entire Red Sox game on Saturday. I blew that at 4 o'clock. I didn't figure this out until like 7 o'clock at night on Saturday. And by the way, Josh, yesterday, hottest team in baseball.
They had quite a final 2 weeks.
Oh my God. What an incredible. Hey, can you bring up, if you get a chance, and how much do we get time? We're fine on time. Can you bring up Seidan Rafaela's walk-off home run? That I want to show it to Rob. Rob is not the biggest sports fan in the world, but I want to show you what happened over the weekend with the beloved Boston Red Sox. I believe this was the Saturday game, not the
World
Sunday game.
The World Series bound.
Not ready to go there, but I have to tell you something. Well, you know what? Trump took credit for him because they visited Trump when they were in Washington.
They've won 10 cents.
I do not know. He's taking credit for it.
Good. That's shocking.
Stay away, Donald, from my beloved Boston Red Sox.
Go ahead, Josh.
Well, I was going to say I heard all the Red Sox were on the Epstein list.
No.
Red Sox, I can't have you in because we've had some terrible trouble today.
Can I just come in on the side?
Yeah, you can come in on the side. Yeah. They're going to play. Josh is going to bring up Seidan's. You can use your headphones.
And Mike, just Josh, so I'm clear, a walk-off home run is when you hit the home run and you win the game.
The game's over. Based it's a game-winning home run.
It has to be in the bottom of the ninth then, right?
It's bottom of the ninth, yes.
Bottom of the tenth.
Okay. Bottom of the tenth or
bottom
11.
Of the last.
Lean in, camera. All right. Do you have it, Josh?
Not yet. I'm working on it.
Oh, yeah. I forget.
YouTube's being a pain.
Here's my little man. This is the week of his birthday. Saturday, he will be 12
I don't
years
believe it.
Old.
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it.
Got to talk into that.
Okay. I don't, but you guys get mad when I put my face in front of it.
Don't worry. You're cool.
You're fine.
But,
and don't say them. You know, it's who gets mad. Me. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. The monster.
Them.
Anyway, the monster. I'm really excited for my birthday with all my friends coming over and turning 12. That'll be fun.
Do you like your new living room?
I know. Isn't it so nice?
Are you going to pick up the piano again now that we have the piano that finally got moved down here from our mansion in Washington?
Yes, I will.
I look forward to seeing in the background the new couch.
Yeah, the new. We'll be talking about that later. Hey, can you do your British commercial for Rob? What's that commercial you were doing before?
That's Jet to Holland.
Yeah, go ahead. The Jet to, because it was funny. Go ahead.
I like it.
You're a dialectician. Go ahead.
That's popular.
Popular. Well, go ahead. Do the popular one, please.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And now you can save £50 per person. That's $400 off for a family of four.
God, that's, he could play Charlie Bucket.
Does he have it or does he have it? He has the gift.
Where does that come from?
That's the tree I'm under. All right, so what did you want to say? What?
I want to talk Red Sox. Come on.
Well, Josh is up.
Rob,
with,
Rob, I sent the link over to you so you can download it.
Okay, thank you.
Because I'm having a little bit of
Rob,
issue.
Rob's going to
now.
Rob's
going to
bring
it.
Okay, so
now, Mike, yes. I did get a text from Kelly. Well, I noticed while I was doing that that says, "Yes, you are stubborn." So okay. I think you're correct.
You,
I am
Kelly.
Stubborn.
Thank you, Kelly. Yeah, but that's in a really kind of the whole
and
thing
get
about your personality.
Done.
I mean, no one look. Nobody put my wife and I together, and nobody would put us together. But it works, and it's. I hope it continues to work. I'm very satisfied. I like the stubbornness, but I get the whole thing. Even with talking to your brother and for 5 minutes, I got it. Rob's bringing up the thing. I can hear in the background right there. It's been as good a couple of months to be a Red Sox fan as it has. I would say as good a month to be a Red Sox fan as it's ever been. Would that be accurate?
That'd be pretty accurate.
I mean,
that's a good 2 weeks.
A good 2 weeks, yeah. Because prior to the 2 weeks, they were talking, they were using words like hopeless on sports radio up in Boston. They were a difficult team to watch. I was coming on here and saying, I cannot stand watching. I'm not committing to them. And then they rattle off 10 victories in a row.
Ten
victories, including the best one ever. They've got, and as I said this to my wife, and I will say it on this show, you are watching, in my opinion, as a longtime baseball fan, a superstar in the making, a legitimate balls to the wall super stud in the making named Sadon Rafaela of your Boston Red Sox. Do you have it now for us, Rob?
Yes, I'm pulling the video right now. It has downloaded finally and opening it and
let's take a peek at the walk-off home run. This is exciting. Here we go. 4-3.
I like that. I love that.
Tampa, bottom of the ninth, one man on.
Drive! Go! He killed it!
It's out of here! It's gone!
Oh, look at the hands. Yeah. He's a little guy, too. Well, relatively. How tall is he?
I remember he's 5'8", 150 pounds.
No. Yeah. He's 5'8"?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I had no idea he was 5'8".
He's in the 5-foot range, I'm pretty sure. It was like 5'9".
And that was 8 straight. That's so that was Friday night. That was Friday night.
Yeah.
All right. Look at that. I know the Oriole fan probably can't say. Is he still frozen, Rob?
No, I don't think
so. I'm just not happy.
Why? Oh, you're not happy with that, right?
Oh, yeah, with that. And okay. And Red Sox fans irritate me, and that shot also has way too many shots of the fans.
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner. Get back together with that sweetheart, will you, Ben, you moron? Okay, all right, get out of here. There he goes. There's the love of my life right there. Oh, my goodness. Hey, all right, we've got lots more shows. Sorry for all the disruptions.
Are we ready to start?
5'10", 165 pounds for that guy.
Very exciting. We're going to move on. This episode is brought to you by IQ Bar, our exclusive snack sponsor. We're excited to announce that they've teamed up with Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, on two special edition products, a salted caramel chip protein bar and a yuzu mango hydration mix. This collaboration grew out of Chef Keller's daily regimen of IQ Bar products. IQ Bars are packed with clean, delicious ingredients that keep you physically and mentally fit. For example, the salted caramel chip IQ Bar has 12 grams of protein and only 1 gram of sugar. Of course, products co-created by a Michelin star chef are going to taste incredible. But what's even more important is how they make you feel. When I start my day with an IQ Bar, I feel amazing. Yes, I love them because they love me. With over 20,000 five-star reviews and counting, more people than ever are fueling their busy lifestyles with IQ Bar's amazing offerings. Right now, IQ Bar is offering our listeners 20% 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. To get your 20% off, text TMOS to 64000. That's TMOS to 64000. Remember, text TMOS to 64000. Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But first, I want to tell you about our good friends at Naked Wines, because God love them and God bless all of our sponsors. But the good people at Naked Wines have been with us a while now, and I would like to ask you a question. How would you like to be the most interesting person at the next big party? Huh? You want to do that?
We had a great time at that party.
It's as easy as pie. All you have to do is show up with a bottle of wine with a truly unique story. This podcast, sponsored by Naked Wines, a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet, so you get great wine, a case of the market's best, just for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. You use our code and you get six bottles of wine for only, remember this, in these days, they've held this price, $39.99.
Mm-hmm.
You can pause or cancel it at any time. You need to join the Naked Wines community. You head to nakedwines.com/TMOS and put in our code TMOS for both the code and password, and you will get six bottles of wine for just $39.99. Shipping included. That's nakedwines.com/TMOS and code TMOS for six bottles of wine for $39.99. Now, drink up, Shriners, my favorite thing that George Carlin used to say. Fantastic.
I put that in for you on purpose.
I appreciate that. Thank you very, very much. Let's roll into our roundtable news right now, because there's some interesting stuff going on. First of all, you've probably heard it your whole life. I don't know where this came up. I was by a pool and we were talking about it, and it was don't swim for at least 30 minutes after you eat. Growing up.
Oh, you've heard it your whole life.
I've heard it my whole life, and we were talking about it the other day, and probably at my mother-in-law's house. I think that's where we were talking about. Yeah, that's where it was. And my mom forever said, if you do this, you're going to cramp up and you're going to die.
Right.
And don't go into the pool. So is it true? And I said, well, it's been disproven. Well, it turns out I have evidence of that right here. It turns out it's not true at all. It's just another thing our parents did to instill a deep level of anxiety.
Oh, I don't think it's that.
Within us. So where did it come from? Well, it was first seen in the original, here you go, the evil Boy Scouts, in the original Boy Scout manual from 1908.
That's a great book.
Called Touch Me Down There. No,
it's not called that.
Scouting for Boys by Robert
Baden-Powell. Eagle Scouts know everything.
It said, quote, never bathe in deep water very soon after a meal. It is very likely to cause cramp.
Cause cramp.
Which doubles you up, and so you get drowned. That was written in 1908.
I was going to say, is that written on Timu? I mean, it sounds like it.
Recently, a physician who also was a competitive swimmer in high school spoke out about the hypocrisy of this claim, mostly because parents encouraged their kids to eat before playing soccer to prevent cramps. So it's the opposite.
Ah.
He said, I could physically tell the difference if I had two pieces of toast and then went and swam an hour at 6 a.m. in high school versus if I didn't eat it. I would be dragging. I guess dragging if he didn't eat the toast.
Yes.
And back in 2011, the American Red Cross Scientific Advisory Committee concluded that eating before swimming is not a contributing risk for drowning and can be dismissed as a myth. So
what about eating while swimming?
Yeah, it makes the toast soggy.
Just hold your hand up higher.
Okay.
And for God's sake, no splashing.
There's butter in the pool again.
Look at that oil slick. That's not nice. There are a lot of pressing issues facing our country and the world, and President Trump is focusing his attention right now on one of them. That, of course, is Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, that's good. I love that he's brought this back to the forefront.
Rosie and Donald feuded like 100 years ago, and for some reason a lot of people think it's to draw attention away from the alleged Epstein files.
Mm-hmm.
What, now? I don't know.
I think he was just on the toilet and needed something to tweet.
He's now threatening to revoke her citizenship.
Because it makes no sense.
It's so, well, this kind of contributes to the old, Rosie moved to Ireland in January to escape Trump, and he says she can stay there. Why is he still?
Well, that's very
he's
nice.
He's the second term president.
Right.
Why do you still, well, I guess it's his playbook.
He's also a good troller.
Yeah.
So he knows.
It's incredible. Let's see. He says she can stay there. He also called it a threat to humanity.
Josh has the theory that he did this while he was on the toilet. I have a theory that Rosie O'Donnell read it while she was on the toilet.
Said she is not in the best interests of our great country. Rosie fought back hard, posting a picture of Trump and Epstein along with one of her poems where she said, quote, "Hey, Donald, you're rattled again. 18 years later, and I still live rent-free in that collapsing brain of yours."
That's a pretty sharp reply there.
She quoted, quote, "You are everything that is wrong with America, and I'm everything you hate about what's still right with it." In a second post, she called him, quote, "a criminal con man, sexual abusing liar out to harm our nation to serve himself, and a dangerous old soulless man with dementia who lacks empathy, compassion, and basic humanity." They are fighting.
I concur with her.
Me too.
Except I think we can all agree that we're fine without Rosie O'Donnell.
Nope, we can't.
Or whatever his comment was.
Nope, I always side with the person that's against that guy.
I know you do.
Electric Light Orchestra, Rob, I don't know if you know anything about this. The singer Jeff Lynne was forced to cancel his final live show ever. Supposed to be the last one ever yesterday in London because he's battling a systemic infection.
This is so sad because, you know, I saw him during this tour.
Yeah.
I saw him downtown in D.C. and he looked frail. I mean, that's all I can say. I mean,
okay, the music, he's 80, isn't he? 80
yeah, something? The music was great. His singing was sensational, but he looked frail. And it's very sad that he can't finish out this tour because, you know, people were waiting for this. And I guess, what is the disease he's battling?
He was supposed to be in the final stop on his Over and Out farewell tour in London. His team says, quote, "He's currently in the care of a team of doctors who advised him that performing is simply not possible at this time, nor will he be able to reschedule. The legacy of the band and his longtime fans are foremost in Jeff's mind today. And while he is so sorry he cannot perform, he knows that he must focus on his health and rehabilitation. It's not clear if there will be a different final show once Jeff is better, since he was the only original member in his version of ELO. Maybe it wouldn't be too complicated to put together a proper farewell." So we'll have to wait and see.
I hope so. He's such a brilliant musician and a really great in concert. Those people have missed out on a lot.
And I think they feed their souls by performing. That's why guys go into their 80s with the performances.
And I like them saying that he's the only original member. He was the only member ever. It was his band. He did everything for it.
Hey, Josh, move your head back and forth.
Am I frozen? You know,
he's got to show it. Yeah, there he goes. All right. Here's how hard Mondays suck. A new study found they keep messing with us even when we are no longer working. Researchers tested people's hair to see how much of the stress hormone cortisol they'd been producing. The ones who said Mondays were the most stressful day of the week, so everyone, had 23% more cortisol coursing through their veins. Too much of it can up your risk of heart disease, weight gain, and other issues. The crazy part is that it was even true for people who had already packed it in, retired.
Wow.
And they think it's because the work week stress is just so ingrained in us. When you've spent most of your life stressing about work, school, and the start of the new week, it's just a tough feeling to shake. So if you hate Mondays now, there's a good chance you'll still hate them in your 70s, 80s, and beyond. Now, we do two tapings throughout the year. We switch.
Yeah.
And the fact that in summertime, I don't know how you guys find it. I mean, obviously, I have my reasons for doing it. But in summer, when it's later in the day, I find it less of a Monday than when we tape early.
I agree.
We go back to taping early again. But that's just the way I look at it. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, I do. It gives you a chance to sort of hit the ground running and you're not first thing Monday morning, you know, doing it. So, yeah, right. I think that's absolutely true. I know that it's not everybody. My father doesn't seem to mind Mondays anymore. And I don't know that he ever did. But since he retired, he's very, I don't think he even follows what day of the week it is.
Really? Did he stress out when he was working, when you'd be staying with him? Would he be, about work in general, right?
He always was extraordinarily chill. I as far as work, I've only heard him like get stressed a couple times, and even then it wasn't severe. So I don't know. Maybe it's not a Spiewak thing.
And you
know,
never on a Monday.
Never on a Monday.
I will tell you this: my dad, God rest his wonderful, decent soul of a human being. I remember a massive, weird, dark night at my house when he was having to fire a guy that he had promoted who had a drinking problem and, you know, would come back from the five martini lunches. And it was, it just, of all, nothing about his actual work or his own interest ever even closely approached the upset in our house when he had to go in the following day and do this. It crushed him. He hated it.
Did you not want to have anything? Did you feel the same way when you came to me about my drinking?
Yeah, see, you got a free pass, buddy. You got a free pass because we were already, out of the corporate world at that particular time.
Very true.
I'll tell you one thing, and you can take this to any way you want it. Do not get happy, though.
All right.
Your value to me in the last year is greater, and I'm not saying it just because you're the only one left. I'm saying it's because the way I react to Mondays, coming in when we have these issues. When's the last time you had a day like this when I had this much technical stuff going on where I came in bouncing after?
No, not at all. We discussed this, actually, and I think it's because we do have a very happy work environment.
It's
right
just
now.
Fun. It's more fun than it's been. Mm-hmm. I never, ever would I have predicted that. Never in a million years. Shows are more fun now with, you know, Mr. Outer Banks there. That I've had a very, very good time, and that's the way I look at it. So yeah, that's what stressed my old man out. My dad promoted people past him all the time. Guys that went on to bigger and better things. It was not. He was not burdened with the desire of ambition in that way. He was very, very driven, and he was very good at his job. But he didn't. He really was good to the people. That's who mattered most. And they gave him a send off like you would not believe. They did an entire stage play for him. They wrote and produced a musical that they performed and recorded at his office.
Josh,
and performed
called,
it for
it's
him.
It's called Wicked, if you've never seen it.
Not Hamilton.
No, not Hamilton.
I remember one of the songs of my Wild Irish Bill. His thoughts were always nil. A hell of a guy at Old Hill House High. Something like that. And then came the day when William learned to pray. where his books at Old Holy Cross, where his book, it was something like that. It was just on and on. And they did a great job. And they put a book together that we had, which was part of his advertising job, where he had, he did ad campaigns in magazines back in the day. That's what his jobs. And the one that may stands up is Bill was always coming up with really effective near misses. Like this concept for a new soft drink. And it had a green bottle, and they put on it 6 Up. it was just great. They loved him.
That's great. You know,
that's my memory of my old man. Finally today, mothers who were in the habit of spending more time on social media talked much less to their kids when they played with them than moms who spent less time on social networks, and the difference carried over when they weren't using their devices as well, according to a study to be presented Tuesday at the, let me see if I get this right, the Digital Media and Developing Minds International Scientific Congress.
Woo! I have my tickets.
In Washington, D.C.
I'll be there.
Short drive.
I will take Foggy Bottom. Will get me there.
Boom, boom. Next step, digital media.
the elephant moms in the National Scientific Congress.
Moms in the low-use category use social media an average of 21 minutes per day, while moms in the high-use category use social media an average of 169 minutes per day.
Wow.
The study said, and I quote, "Understand what the impact of using social media is on you personally and make sure that you are mitigating what those impacts are when you go to interact with your child."
I'm glad that my kids came before social media so that Carrie wouldn't have to be just because she'd be doomed. She'd be all in that.
Well, the 12-year-old this week, I don't know if you know this fact, but Carla's last conversation with Michael was 3 years ago. Which,
there you go.
Hey, by the way, real quick, it just occurred to me, you're 53 weeks away from having a teenager. How about that?
I know. And, well, what I'm dealing with now is the idea of having five, count them, five Crumb Crunchers on a boat. Oh. On a boat this coming Saturday.
Is it a sleepover after? Do you bring them home?
Sleepover. There are two of them, splitting them up. Got one sleepover Friday night, one on Saturday. I'll see you Monday. Big news for the month of July.
Make sure they all wear cologne, Mike.
Yes. Big news for the month of July only. GLP-1 and GLP are on sale. GIP, I should say.
Yeah.
GLP-1 and GIP, that spells GIP.
GIP.
Are on sale. That's right. Both full-dose weight loss and microdosing options are discounted this month. Do you need to lose 30 pounds or more? GLP-1 and GIP are weight loss game changers. They curb cravings, calm food noise, and help your body burn fat like never before. And if you only need to drop 5 to 15 pounds, then tirzepatide microdosing option is gentle, it's effective, and perfect for getting lean without harsh side effects. Great for maintenance, too. Here's how easy it is. You take a quick online quiz. You get approved by a licensed provider, then sit back. Your prescription is shipped right to your door. No appointments, no stress, just real results. And for a limited time, it's all on sale, but only until July 31st. So act now. Ready to change your body and your mindset? Tap the link, take the quiz, and let's go. So it's going to be a little nutso. I talked to the captain today, the fishing boat captain, where we're going to have his little birthday party, so it should be interesting.
What are we going out for?
Yeah.
We're going to go out for back bay fish, redfish, snook. You know, I don't know if we
Tommy
could ever
Cots?
Catch a Tommy. Not Tommy Cats. It's so funny you brought that up.
Why?
Because last night, 11 years old, finally cracked open the Jaws bottle for my son.
And how did he do?
Riveted.
Such a good movie
that really does hold up. I have trouble because Richard Dreyfuss turned into such an a-hole, so it's hard to like him still for me.
Yeah.
But you can put that away. But Quint,
Robert Shaw,
oh my God.
I think the reason it holds up is because the shark never worked. So there's minimum footage of the robot shark.
And a lot of actuality footage of real sharks. I didn't realize that. That's true.
And also, it's a long time into the movie before you see anything that even suggests the shark.
Right,
and
it's an old horror trope
is that you can be really scared without seeing something. It's the unknown aspect of it. And I think that's why Jaws holds up so well. I think that's also why Rosemary's Baby holds up, is you never see the baby.
There is a scene, Rob, in Jaws when Richard Dreyfuss first arrives on the dock.
Mm-hmm. I know the scene.
And you get the guy, well, how are you, young fella? And it reminds me exactly of that scene in Fargo we were talking about.
Yes.
So there you go. Mm-hmm. That kind of talk is there. Almost so significant that you almost wonder if the Coen brothers ripped it off to have that kind of that everyman that was involved.
But that is a really, really specific sort of way of speaking, that dialect.
Yeah.
And
you
know what? Probably influenced.
Pretty cool.
I'm glad he liked it because it's a great film. That shows that he's a good kid.
Is it time for me to put one of my medical issues to rest finally here? It was a medical issue that I was very open and honest about.
That's a horrible way to put it.
Yeah, it depends
well,
which one.
I think you know with this setup what I'm talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
Two of those exams that we that have been joked about more than any other exam, two of them in less than 6 months is, in my humble opinion, plenty.
Well, they had to get the Ethernet cable out.
It wasn't pushed all the way in.
Put it in the right one. after a general practitioner and two PP doctors, I am here to say the consensus has been accepted by yours truly, and that is that essentially my diagnosis is there's nothing that's really wrong with you at all, so you'll just have to move on, and that's what I'm choosing to do.
Oh, was there a symptom?
Well, I talked about it. I talked about the party would arrive and there just wouldn't be a lot of fireworks, if you know what I mean.
Understood, yeah.
The party happens, you know.
The bear catches on fire.
The finale, the bear catches on fire, but the bear doesn't burn for any length of time.
I understand, yeah.
The bear doesn't produce a lot of smoke.
Or fire.
That's what I wanted to say. That's it. And this guy, and by the way, what I found out, somehow second opinion worked its way into this visit with another doctor today.
Is that what you wanted at all?
Did you, with all your myriad of health issues, did you ever experience the banding together of the physician, the circle the wagons mentality of the, well, he's a good doctor, I think that doctors, unlike lawyers and other professionals, certainly disc jockeys are loath to throw under the bus another.
I think it's very clubby.
In the same field.
Yeah, mom works with she's retired now too, but worked with doctors, and it was not only sort of a cliquish thing, but also very, very God complexy, where if they have one, they're not going to see that their coworker is going to make a mistake either, because they're doctors, and you know, they've got that sort of thought going through their head. But I've never heard really a doctor throw another doctor under the bus.
It's also referrals that I want to refer you to this person because he's going to then refer people back to me.
Yep. And at the end of the day, he revisited that trope so many times that I finally said to, I said, all right, okay, I get it. I get it that he's a fine physician. How did I express it to him? I put it this way. I said, sometimes when the car's not running, you want another mechanic to take a look at it. And that's exactly what it was. So, but he still had that kind of vibe. That's the third guy that essentially said to me, you're aged. It's nothing to worry about. And by the way, we established that before he did the little, oh, God.
So that was just for enjoyment.
You already
had the answers.
Don't forget to tip.
I would have said, okay, then I'm fine. I would have left before that. He said, we're going to do it. We'll do an exam. And I'm like, and I'm not going to say anything regarding that because if you protest too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then that's bad. But if you say, I think I'd like that. That's another thing you
well,
don't want
what
to
you have,
have
to do is
you think
just
they
have
run into that often.
No, I don't think they do. what you need to do is subtly hint, Mike, like show up and you say, this is my preferred brand of lube that I brought from home. And if you want to use this, that'd be great.
Thank you, doctor.
Thank you, doctor.
I appreciate it. It was just a total waste of time. I didn't need to do it.
Well, no, it wasn't a waste of time because even though you're bemoaning the fact that you got no answer, you know you're okay.
Well, you remember I went on the internet, right? And that's BS too, I'm told. Yeah. I didn't ask him about that. Didn't want to go there.
Right.
Didn't want to go there.
Right.
Feel it was necessary.
I'm sure the nap was pretty good, though.
Tomorrow is the neck doctor again.
Neck doctor?
Well, the spinal doctor, the pain doctor.
That's the MRI follow-up.
That's more of a legitimate, hopefully they'll be able to, help me out there. And by the way, I don't know why I have to fill out the drug addict questionnaire when I go to a urologist. All right. I'm not looking for opiates, it burns. I don't have any pain.
Same reason you have to tell me you're not depressed.
Yeah.
That's it. Do you have thoughts of harming yourself?
Exactly.
No.
How about
about that test?
You get questions also. Are you eating 3 square meals a day, or is it hard to acquire food in your house?
Do simple pleasures not mean anything to you anymore? No. I got a hole in one a week ago. we have to move on, but
we will
We will continue this broadcast, and I want to talk to Rob Spiewak about something very, very specific.
Thank
you. If you don't mind.
I like that.
It's very, very important. But first, I want to tell you about Ethos. We are sponsored today by Ethos, and they ask you this simple question. Would your family be ready financially if anything were to happen to you? You would not want your family to worry about this, and you wouldn't want them to worry about how they're going to pay the bills when you're gone. Think about it. Tuition, your mortgage, even funeral expenses. With life insurance from Ethos, your family, ladies and gentlemen, can be protected. You can protect your family's future in minutes, not months. There's no complicated process. It's 100% online. No medical exam is required. And we are big fans of Ethos at the Mike O'Mara Show. You should be too, ladies and gentlemen. No medical exam. You just answer a few health questions. You can get same-day coverage without ever leaving your home. Ethos can get you a free quote and customize a rate that fits your budget. 3 million families have completed their application and trusted Ethos to help find the right coverage. You should too. Do one last favor for your loved ones. Protect your family with life insurance from Ethos. I always get nervous at the end of the spot. Get your free quote at ethos.com/TMOS. That's ethos.com/TMOS. And he likes it when I'm even when I'm looking for it.
Yes.
That's his game. That's what gives him real pleasure during the show is waiting for me. You helped them in life. Now help them in death.
I took that out per your request. I took that out. But
thank you.
One last favor. That's
a beautiful segue for this next segment.
Great.
I hold in my hand 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
4 things that will help you if you plan on saving money and saving hassle. With a funeral.
Oh, great.
I think there were 10 or 11 of them. I went through and edited these.
You took your 4 favorite. Will you be using any of these?
No, I don't think so. Part of this article had, it was a lengthy article about what you do. And the first like 3 or 4 were shop around. Oh, thanks. Thanks. That's what a brilliant strategy that is. Don't settle on one price, a-hole. Come
Number
on.
Number 2, take a shower before the service.
I mean, come on. So,
does it tell you the best month to die?
It
like
does
when
not.
When there's prices?
I got 1, 2, 3,
for January.
4 of these. And I edited it down in sequence and then put a 1, 2, 3, 4. So this might have been 5 or 6, but it came in number 1.
All right.
Sequentially, I didn't put this at number 1 for comedy purposes.
Okay.
But if it works out that way, c'est la vie.
All right.
Number 1, skip the embalming. Embalming is an invasive procedure that is rarely required by law. While there are situations where it can be useful, for example, a long period between death and viewing, in no state is it required when burial or cremation is planned within 2 days, and in most states, refrigeration is a viable alternative.
Obviously, you're not going to embalm someone that's going to be cremated. I mean, that's just wasted money. But if you're going to have an open casket.
Or are you, if you're having a viewing and a cremation following the viewing?
Oh, I'm
maybe
saying
you are
without
embalming.
I'm saying without a viewing, just a
without
pure
a
cremation.
Okay.
But like if you're doing a viewing, I always think about, there's one thing that always creeps me out is the notion, and I've actually looked, you can still buy it on Amazon. It's mortician's wax. And that is something that is used to like build up
stuff for the filler.
Stop. Yeah. Hold on, everybody. Stop. Okay.
It's the obsession.
Every day. It's something new. The drawer with all the stuff was somewhat normal. There are elderly ladies that do it.
Sure.
Not a 45-year-old man who does it.
55.
But he did it. Well, you were doing it well before you were 55,
pal. Oh, yeah, my 20s, yeah.
You know about embalming mortician's wax?
I looked it up because I heard them talking about it on a, I think it was the
Opie and Anthony show?
No,
the
this mortician.
This Week in Funerals?
No. The podcast, my favorite funeral podcast. But they use it like if the nose is injured, they will use it to build up and things like that.
Hello, this is Rob Spiewak. Pardon me. Do you have any mortician's wax?
But I just think that if you're going to be viewed at all, get the embalm. Your color is probably going to be off if you're not embalmed. And also, I should tell you that one time I delivered furniture to a family that ran a funeral home, but it was sort of a cut-rate funeral home. And I know I've told you this before. When we got there, they said, could you put this sofa out behind the garage? I said, that's fairly common when you're delivering furniture. And I did it, and there was empty barrels of embalming fluid behind the garage.
And you loved it.
I did not love it.
How many did
it.
You take?
I did not take any. Take I didn't
them
take
and
any.
Save them in his spot in I a found special it was, garage.
I found it to be creepy.
Number two is consider donations. Some medical schools cover all costs, and many only require the family to pay for transporting the body. Cremated remains are generally returned to the family within 2 years. So they look at the body, they experiment on it. And
I would donate my body if I thought there was anything worthwhile on it anymore.
Well, there probably is to say, look at here's a healthy liver.
Yeah, they need bad examples too.
Yeah, I don't want to be the after.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and my eyes are failing. I don't know. I don't think I got anything.
This is number three. Eliminate the vault. I don't know what this means. Some cemeteries may require a vault.
Oh, a burial vault.
Yes. A burial vault. But yeah. No state law does. So see if you can find one that doesn't.
I believe the Leesburg Cemetery that's up next to Ida Lee, they don't require a vault.
The vault is the box that the casket goes inside.
Right. Right? It's usually like concrete or something.
Okay. Yeah. Green cemeteries will allow burial without a vault. For example, several religious groups eschew.
Yes.
Hate that word. The use of a vault. And if burial in a shroud is allowed. What's that, Josh?
Some religious groups don't like it because you can't get out. Your body's not going to be able to get out of there when you're resurrected.
Okay.
Wow. I thought that you got to go to heaven before you got buried.
You do. But then when Jesus returns, you get your life back or your body back.
I don't want my old body back.
According to some people. But I don't see why you would believe that you could be raised from the dead, but you can't open up the door.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what's going to happen when it's time for me to be resurrected?
What?
Even if it's a concrete vault around me?
I am F of the mountain.
That was a good sound effect right there. Let me do that again. This is the sound of Mike O'Mara being resurrected.
I didn't know
all
that
your
we were
effects sound better now.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, they
yes,
do.
They do. I mm-hmm. like that. See, that's a bonus, even with all the issues that I've caused myself. Let's see. So eliminate the vault. Then we move on to they've got more about the vault.
Oh, great.
Let's see. It's an outer burial container. Keeps the ground flat and intact under the load of commercial mowing equipment, but it also shows the ashes, dust to dust, return to the body of the earth. In any case, buy the least expensive option, usually called a grave linen. And if you like the idea...
Why is this fascinating?
Of returning to nature, ask to have it installed upside down and without a lid. And be sure to shop around. Remember that with prices similar to those for caskets, the vault is still just a box for the box.
Have you ever been to a really old cemetery where you see like sunken ground where people are buried?
In Ireland, when I went to where my great-great-grandfather
That's because there's none vault. That's because, it decays and it collapses.
The vault is what you'll see the videos once in a while that people fall into.
Yes.
After they've dug the hole out.
Yeah. Very scary. Mm-hmm. And number four, do it yourself. Most people don't know that in the majority of states, because you were talking about the cost to your family, weren't you, primarily?
Exactly.
In the majority of states, an individual, family, community, or religious group can handle a death without hiring a funeral director. Families can do everything on their own or hire a home funeral consultant, a death midwife, or funeral director to assist. The PBS documentary, A Family Undertaking, follows several families who choose this option, and it illustrates how extraordinarily moving and therapeutic home viewings and funerals are.
No.
For more information, see the page,
and
how to
barriers.
Arrange a home funeral. Burials. You know, they wouldn't do that down here. These people can't even trim their own effing hedges down.
Well,
here.
You also decay fast because of the heat.
Yeah.
And you can't legally just bury yourself in the backyard, right?
I don't know about burial, but I bet you could find a spot, you know? And mine, of course, would be a
burial
at sea. Yeah,
sure.
100%.
I don't have much land back there. I guess they could do it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's very hard soil. They'd have to hire somebody.
I got him thinking. All right,
but I don't want to spend a lot of money on a casket or anything like that. And also, I do think that funeral homes, they get you at your most vulnerable and they ride you for it. I hate it. I've seen it. Yeah, they talk you up on caskets and things like that. And don't you want this? And don't you want this? And wouldn't it be nice if we did this? And don't you think he would have liked this?
It's all, and that's when it's especially, if you do it in the past, after the guy passed, and they're like, wouldn't he like the best? Because he was such an important part of your life. And
doesn't
at that
he deserve
point,
it?
Exactly. And people are vulnerable and they're saddened and they get all the money.
Yeah, I hate it. I don't like it.
But we also have to dig Rob's hole at King's Dominion.
This is
it's not going to be a hole. It's just going to be a sprinkling, like
Rob,
like snow flurries. Except
Rob,
it's
you have
me.
Beautiful video standing by.
I do, Mike.
I missed a spot
liquid
here,
IV
Rob.
Is what we need to talk about.
Oh well,
about
I
right
don't
now.
Need any copy to tell you about liquid IV. I got the mango. Oh my god! But I'm going to forget what it was. It's mango something. It's sugar free. It's a new flavor. I got it from the Mike O'Mara Show website, and it is spectacular. It'd be really nice if I wasn't such a dumbass that I forgot. It's just like I forgot cables. It's called mango. It might be mango peach. But I'm not sure. But it is absolutely
it's called mango Ethernet.
No, is it mango passion fruit?
I don't know. Just look it up on the website. It's brand new and it's delish. I like the white peach primarily. That's a sugar-free
That's
option.
That's a great one.
They also have low-calorie other options as well, like the Arctic raspberry. That's fantastic. Liquid IV, 16 ounces of water. You add a packet and you get more hydration than you will ever need. I will tell you that down here in Southwest Florida, Liquid IV saves myself out there on the golf course when it's 95, 96, 97 degrees. I can't go out there without it. I've been on the golf course when it's just water alone. It does not help as much as Liquid IV, and it tastes fantastic. Liquid IV is the absolute best. I urge you to go to MikeOmaraShow.com. If you go right now, you're a first-timer for Liquid IV. You get 20% off your order. That is worth it. You can also get it all around the country. And
Costco has it.
Yeah. Costco's got it. But I would urge you, if you're a first-timer, go to our website and get
Do
the
it.
Discount on Liquid IV. You will love it. Hydration multiplier. That's because it multiplies the hydration. Do I need to explain it? Any further?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Liquid IV. Check them out at MikeOmaraShow.com, and we appreciate you. And now, beautiful
video.
Hey,
I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
Oh, we sound happy, Mike. Happier, even.
Have you ever heard a happier sound? WWDC. It's in the air all around the town. WWDC. Come along.
It is a rather lengthy one, isn't it?
It is.
Mike, Josh has been playing a lot of pickleball every day, he told me. And,
but it's good. It's good to do something you like to do. If you're digging it, that's
good.
Awesome. And his dad likes it, so that's cool. I do
the
that
rules
with my dad
are.
For the sport.
I mean, the rules are not exactly clear to me. I had to ask him today about like staying in the kitchen. But don't worry, because a guy that does an impression of Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam is going to explain the rules of pickleball to you.
Okay.
Why are you not- kitchen illegally. I see your foot in the kitchen illegally. That serve was definitely overhand. Gotta serve it underhand.
Okay.
In pickleball that.
It didn't land as well as I'd hoped. I liked
well,
it.
Well, I was more fascinated. It was not that it didn't land. I'm paying attention to it. What is the kitchen? I'm desperate.
You got to tell him, Josh.
All right, the kitchen is like the 2 to 3 feet. I think it's 3 feet up to the net, close to the net. So it's to stop you from running up.
With the line where a serve
the line
can be
right
out.
Before the net.
Okay.
The line where you can't, so you can't run up to the net and just knock it straight down.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. You have to stay outside of the kitchen.
Out of the kitchen.
Okay. Yeah. Very
Especially
cool.
Especially like if it's hot in there.
Yeah.
Hey, it's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
Mike, you've got all these kids coming on your boat, which I think is nice.
Not my boat. It's the captain's boat.
You've got
That's
all these
the
young kids with all the boats, and you might want to warn
the
them
Tina
about...
Tina Louise.
Is that the name of it?
No, it's the Tina something. I swear to God, it is.
It's great. Tina, you named it after Tina Ginger
something.
Grant.
It's the Tina something. I S you not.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Mike, there's a new trend on the internet, and it's a TikTok trend, and it's kids that are going up and just beating on doors and then running away, but they're doing it harder and harder and harder.
Oh, dear. All right.
So police in Arizona posted this video of the challenge showing kids kicking and banging on someone's door and then seemingly running away. Police say the trio of teens targeted the same house 18 times. The family who lived in the home was so scared they ended up moving away.
Police warn that pranks like these can lead to serious consequences and even criminal charges.
Of course.
It's not just in Arizona that this has been happening. It's all over because, of course, TikTok is universal.
All right, turn off the stupid news person. Oh, no, it doesn't lead to serious charges. It doesn't. Let's be honest. You know what it leads to? Some a-hole 90-year-old man that happens to have a Glock under his pillow and decides to pop a kid between the eyes. That happens down here.
Florida.
And that's what kids ought to be afraid of. And by the way,
and 18 times is not a prank.
Josh, you're dealing with an 11-year-old. I'm dealing with a soon-to-be 12-year-old. You have to really, of all the stuff we monitor, this is the stuff we have intervened on with certain kids where we've said, older kid, the whole idea of this pranking, you get a lot of it with people walking into stores and just being a-holes, and it's a fad, and it's what kids do, and it's going to be short-lived, and if your kid's intelligent enough to know that this isn't going to do well, but I would seriously, of all, I wouldn't...
Oh, it's dangerous.
It's a prank, but at the same time, in this day and age, with people shooting each other,
no.
The authorities, you kicked on a door. A lawyer will laugh at that. But it won't laugh at a person that's unstable that might want to shoot somebody. So be careful. Yeah.
But anyway, do be careful. That's all over the news. And one of the guys that spoke out was a Florida sheriff. He said, ultimately someone's going to get shot.
And I will also tell you this. It is one of the reasons that I live in a community that is mixed use. We have retirees, we have working single people, we have families, but we don't have too many of any. If you have too many of the crumb crunchers that get together and don't have anything to do except hang around and figure out what kind of a-hole pranks they can pull, this kind of stuff happens. It happens. It really does.
All right, Mike, I love Billy Joel, and it seems like he's just been around forever, and HBO is putting out, or HBO Max, I don't know what they're calling it this week. Sometimes it's Max, sometimes it's HBO. They're putting together a two-part Billy Joel documentary. I watched the trailer. I'll show you a taste of it here. I think this is going to be pretty good.
Back then, his whole life was the band.
We just wanted to make as much noise as possible. I didn't know one person who liked what we were doing.
I loved it.
I wanted to put together a group of New York musicians.
They were a bunch of hooligans from Long Island.
My own history as a musician started with me hearing classical music. Uptown Girl. It could have been a Mozart piece.
Are you the man singing Uptown Girl?
That's me.
Here I am dating this supermodel.
Me? I'm from Hicksville.
I think it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Such good music,
yeah.
Billy Joel looks like an AI version of Mike. when they come out with the ugly AIs that don't look like Mike, looks like Billy Joel.
And that's Billy Joel at his best. I mean, that's
same
Billy
beard,
Joel
right,
after his
makeup. Same beard, song. Baby. Same beard, absolutely. He's an old guy, too.
Oh, but such good music. Anyway, so that'll be coming up. And let's close with this, Mike. I found out sort of backhandedly that Dice is doing a series of shows with John Lovitz, which explains why Lovitz has been hanging around with him, and they've been doing TikToks. This one is particularly funny because Dice is Dice, Andrew Dice Clay, but Lovitz is Lovitz, and I watched this six times, okay?
Yeah. Okay, pretty good.
What?
You can't even get this on, okay?
It's a blockbuster card.
What are you looking at?
But they don't even exist anymore.
It's not the point. If you need it, you got it. If you need it, you need it, you got it.
They don't have to do anything.
You're right. You're exactly right.
They don't have to do anything. anything.
Right now, I think the dates are around. I think the dates are around New York right now.
Okay,
but I'm going to look into it because I'd like to speak to either of them.
I know, fantastic. That's it. We got to get out of here. Sorry for the issues today. I'll try to plug everything in correctly tomorrow. And Josh, I don't think you have to make a 5-6 hour drive.
Although
to wander. He does.
Oh, he's going to come.
Outer Banks, it would be like a 14-hour drive. You know.
Yes.
No, he's going to come see you, Mike, and he's counting on dinner. So get ready.
Anytime he's welcome. Both of you are. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
If you need it, you got it.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That's the kind of comedy we specialize in. Clean, unfunny humor.
Peace be with you.
Lekker. Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in one-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com. Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in one-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.